What is up from the UK to Toronto? We've been all day with it here, Women's Wrestling Talk, and now it's time to talk about emergence, honey.
10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1, 0.
Women's Wrestling Talk. The number one women's wrestling show on the planet.
That is right. Women's Wrestling Talk, the number one women's wrestling show on the planet. We are here. The Sauce Shakers are in the building. I'm sure Santana is currently reading a message from our CEO. So, yeah, we are here. What did you think about good old Emergence?
I thought Emergence was a pretty good show, honestly, from start to finish, even on the kickoff. I mean, the countdown, excuse me. It was really good. I definitely enjoyed myself throughout the entire pay-per-view. It's just like people returning, we're gearing up for big things, surprising ending of the show, and everything like that. Thought it was a commercial or ad or like they was going into something else, but we got a lot of shocking things for Emergence tonight. So
we did. Before we get into Emergence, we were watching All In today. There was an All In post show with Blue, Aisha, Al, and Mika, so make sure you check that out. Do you have anything that you want to say while we're here about All In?
So of course I want to, you know, shout out to my man Jay White, of course, you know, shout out to him, shout out to Chris Jericho. I mean, even though he lost, he still put on a great match, and I, of course, you know, it is what it is. Who else? Shout out to Ashley Cien, Santana and Ortiz being in a tag match or just be together once again. Those are my guys, LAX from TNA days and everything, and it's so nice to see Santana be back in AEW despite, you know, his long hiatus that he took and everything. Shout out to Soraya for winning, you know what I'm saying, and all that there. Shout out to Mercedes, who was in the building, boot and all, chilling, watching the show, throwing up the scissor me daddy and everything. You know, it was quite eventful for All In. Sucks that Adam Cole did not win. I was really looking forward to it, but I don't know.
I don't either. Mercedes was definitely the highlight for me. Britt's gear.
The entrance is great too.
Entrance was amazing. Super happy for that because it's been, you know, it's been in the making. She was in the first women's match at All In, a four-way. So, you know, it's kind of full circle now with Britt. Penelope was there as well. We also saw Madison Rayne, who was involved in that match. Well, the match back then, obviously. Yeah. But it was really very interesting to see. I have no idea why Tony dropped Tashida to drop to Saraya. I'm sure I will never know those questions, but that's okay. That's why I don't cover AEW. Because sometimes it's a sack of shit. And here we are. Countdown to Emergence. Allen Angels, Speedball. Listen, this could have easily been on the main card. Check out our interview with Mike Bailey as well. I say this over and over again, this man does not have a bad match. However, I do think that there are times where the other talent could win, because getting a rub off of Mike Bailey would be nice. Good spots too in the match. I mean, when you're facing Speedball, you gotta watch out. If you're in the corner,
watch out for them kicks. Watch out for your back, because he's known for dropping his knees on you and everything.
He is.
You know, this match with him and Angels was actually amazing. Honestly, I definitely enjoyed it for what it was. I was gonna go for Speedball anyway and everything, but Angels did what he needed to do. You know, he didn't get the victory, but he's still proving on a long day, you know, he can be who he is without the design and everything. And he's been having some really nice bangers with people.
He has. The last match that we had on the countdown, of course, was the Good Hands taking on Joe Hendry and Yua, who it's Joa, and it's so disgusting. But they win. Yua and Joe Hendry get the win.
You know, this is a new version of Yua that we're not used to seeing, honestly. And I feel like with him being with the cult leader, Joe Hendry, he's giving him a lot of personality, more so like adapting to Joe Hendry's personality and things.
Well, and I think also like Joe Hendry kind of doesn't have anybody right now.
Newest boy band sensation is nuts. They definitely give you like Backstreet Boys or like NSYNC, you know.
Yeah.
I want it that way. Tell me why.
Girl, I am flabbergasted.
Ain't nothing but a heart.
Can I get a Junior? Can I get a Junior?
I hate everything about it.
I love it. And then we move on, of course, to the first match of the night. Cody Deaner, Eric Young. Man, Tom, I know he's from Canada, but he's Nashville. Like, and for those that don't know, sorry for my accent, that's Nashville, is like y'all like to say, but it's Nashville, honey. And yeah, Eric represents that prestige that was built in TNA. Just down the road where I am and where when we went to the fairgrounds, how special at that time. I think I was really starting to get it. And I remember Santana being like, what is it about Eric?
Like, you know, like what? Yeah. What is the excitement, the love? Like, I get it, you know?
Yeah. TNA, he's also he's also from like Nashville. So, you know, it is what it is.
Niggas like,
I enjoy this.
Let them be from Nashville. Tom, let it go. Stop trying. Like, we know. Like, let him. It's okay. He can be from Nashville. Girl. Okay, so those who work for Women's Wrestling Talk, anytime you talk about their city or their state, they are gonna come for you.
Yeah.
I'm telling you, me, I had no dog in a fight.
That's true. I didn't know who was gonna win, but I do think that Eric Young obviously needs to continue to make his way to get victories so that way everything can flow in the right way for him to get back to the Impact World Championship, obviously. And I think this was a very good opener. Very, like, very... I feel like it was trying to prepare us for the damage that we were going to see. And then, of course, we get a Hoya and Julia.
I mean, it's printing.
From?
Paper.
What?
Yeah. Now I'm going to go off. This is Shayna, the Queen of Spades, Baszler, and you're watching Women's Wrestling Talk.
Shout out to Gia Miller. She looks really cute in her blue. Also, do shout out to Emily Mayheller.
Yes.
Who wants to talk to. She was backstage doing some stuff as well. I don't know, Nikki, I don't know, gang signs.
No, this one was Wrestling Talk. It can also be Wesley, but we'll get to that in a little later.
Or the West Side, you know.
Yeah, we're not doing that right now.
West Coast, you know.
That's true. I'm not from there.
Me either.
Yeah, Junior.
All right. Well, yeah, the man is printing paper.
He is. We get to one of our knockouts matches of the night. Now, of course, if you were following us on WWT on our Twitter, and of course, if you're following Impact Wrestling, it was announced that Taylor Wilde was attacked and she was taken out of the match, replaced with Jody Threat. So it was Jody Threat and Kylan King versus the Death Dolls versus Giselle Shaw and Savannah Evans, trying to get the titles off of MK Ultra, but Jesus, I mean, this match did not last long enough for me. I'm not gonna lie. But we do have some fun facts that were provided by Impact Wrestling. Of course, King and Threat have never tagged together, so that's one thing. Shaw has pinned Masha Slam Vidge in singles action. We've seen that recently, because Masha has also pinned Shaw during her kill wall, which, if you remember that, that was crazy. Mm-hmm. Killer Kelly has defeated Savannah Evans and Jessica in a triple threat match that we saw recently as well. And the Death Dolls and Jody Threat beat Giselle Shaw, Savannah Evans, and Jay Vidal at Slammiversary. So between even with Taylor Wilde being taken out the mix, there's still so much. And I think that's so important, because today we've seen a lot of frustration, continuous frustration with the state of women's wrestling as a whole. Like, yeah. as a cohesive. And I think, you know, it would be nice for, well, I'm not gonna say.
I know exactly who attacked Taylor, the one who teamed with Kylan King tonight.
You think Jody Threat attacked her?
I don't put nothing past her. I told her she can't be trusted.
Who do y'all think? Who do y'all think attacked her? I think it was Tasha Steelz.
So I'm gonna go with Miss Threat, because
yeah,
that's what I'm gonna go with. That's yeah. Who I think did it. She it pulled might. Natalya. That's what happened. She pulled Natalya, and then the next thing, you know, Soo Young.
Oh,
you know what? I'm not gonna bring up Soo Young, because there have been multiple times where I've been waiting for her to come back, and she has not.
This is and a good one. It could be Jordynne Grace. We did see a package from her as well tonight. Mm-hmm. A lot of people thought that, you know, Jordynne Grace was done with Impact Wrestling.
She did a hiatus. You know, she had a break. You know, she's been involved in a lot of the women's stuff for Impact for a while.
Absolutely.
And I think she needed a break and a moment. And everything. Maybe Soo Young shows up with 1,000 episode or something.
That'd be a good one. So. We know we'll see Jordynne Grace supposedly at Victory Road. Who knows if we see her before then, but we know if you're in the White Plains area, get your tickets. Make sure you check out Victory Road. Good show. But we did have a Digital Media Championship match. Funniest shit of the night was when Kenny King had rammed both of his feet into the turnbuckle and fell. But, like, when I tell you most entertaining match, I'm so pleased. Like, I really thought Swinger was going to lose. I mean, I really thought Swinger was going to win, honestly. Swinger was robbed is crazy.
Swinger was very much robbed. Because, honestly, robbed? Even with the help of Heath Slater,
yeah,
attacking Kenny King, it still did not help him.
What an idiot.
And I've been very high on Heath and everything. And, you know, I am also a redheaded rebel right now with Heath and everything, because my hair is red and everything. And I thought that, you
know. Girl.
I thought...
Rhea, it's not your time, girl.
I thought that, you know, this would have been a moment for Swinger. I was really hoping that Swinger did get this victory. But you have to blame Heath, because, you know. But you also have to blame Shelton, too, because he was also a part of the distraction as well. If he wasn't a distraction, we would have never got Heath. And Johnny
Swinger. Yeah, but he played his part.
That's nuts.
Yeah. And look what
justice for Swinger. He deserves a rematch. Girl. He deserves another shot. Fair and square. Everybody bar from ringside.
Moment of silence for Johnny Swinger, everybody. He lost. and still the digital media champion. Thank God, Kenny King. I would have laughed belligerently if he would have lost, though. It was the funniest. Like, he did like this middle rope leg drop. Like, dude is beyond funny. This match is just so funny to me. I don't know. Good time. Good. A lot of sports entertainment from professional wrestling companies today. I have to say that. But y'all know we had to get here. I'm not going to listen.
Oh, wait. Also, shout out to Kenny King for attacking Tommy Dreamer after the match, too.
That's true, too, because he did beat the hell out of Tommy Dreamer.
He did.
He did. That is true.
Doing a little work.
The one thing that I like about when we do the post shows is that obviously we do the predictions. Mm-hmm. We have to see who's right, you know, who's, you know, if we got it right or not or whatever. Listen, the Rascals, it's their moment. It's their time. Like, I feel better. I do. I do feel better. And you know, Shelly lost tonight too. We're not even gonna like.
He lost because he wanted to lose.
Girl, all right. Girl,
he lost.
My ass. Anyway, Trey.
He lost because he wanted to lose.
This match was the match of the night. I even with the women's main event, I still have to give this match was really. Mm-hmm. Y'all know how I feel about tag team wrestling. This match right here. Everything. Just when you thought it was going to be over about 10 times. I'm not even lying, y'all. It was like 10 times I thought it was going to be over. The crazy spots. I mean, him doing the spot from like being pushed off of the ramp.
Yeah.
My God. I mean, all four of these men were just going crazy.
Yeah.
And it was so good because I just didn't know. And then when they finally, when he hit it, I was like, oh my God, they've done it. And I think it's such a proud moment, you know, of course.
I just want to say, of course, even with, you know, Ace and Bay coming out, shout out to John Cena who will be here this Friday. I'm so excited. Salute.
My time is up. He getting his ass beat tonight just for you.
Oh,
John.
For what? What are you going to bid on John Cena
for? If you're listening, thank you for subscribing to Women's Wrestling Talk. And thank you for following me on Twitter for whatever reason.
Anyway, let me get on this online shit and play as John Cena. Then really have a match. I don't really play as any other superstar except for my own character.
I need to finish the showcase. It's kind of embarrassing.
That's very true. But so despite, of course, ABC coming out trying to be a distraction, the Good Hands coming out being a part of the distraction, even Dani Luna getting involved too was great. Mm-hmm. Like, nice to see her get involved with the men and everything. Like, it was great. He gonna say he can't see this. It was great. I definitely did enjoy this entire match between them.
Oh my God. First of all,
what was a 3-on-2 handicap?
I don't know. But of course, we did see the interference with Ace Austin and Chris Bay. And then we also saw the Good Hands also come out as well. So I'm sure we're going to get an 8-person tag down the road, maybe. But it's very interesting that this was the one moment that the Rascals needed, getting the championship, finally getting the tag team championships. And I think the spot with Luna, Dani Luna, was just absolutely crazy when she knocked out. The way they turned around, like, oh my gosh. And she's so good in the ring.
She is.
She's so good. So,
I mean, I don't think it'll be the first feud between Chris and Ace and the Rascals. I think that they're gonna probably wait it out a bit.
I don't know.
I mean, of course, the Good Hands are still somewhere in the mix of things too, and everything as well. And then definitely shout out to Trey for the shout out to Wes as well.
Yeah,
we know that Wes is lost his, well, didn't, well, he did not, well, he lost the title, and then he tried to get another title, and he knocked himself out in that case and then lost. So, you know, everybody can't beat him, but, you know.
Oh.
He'll get there eventually again one day. I don't know when. Maybe he should join the Heritage Cup, but they've already filled up their slots. So, and we still got to figure out if he has a concussion or not because he knocked himself out. Motherfucking Grey Goose, baby.
Yeah, this match was amazing, though. This was match of the night for me. I love Deonna and Trinity's match, but I mean, this was. I know a lot of people felt bad, too. A lot of people did feel bad, though. It's crazy.
You love it, dear.
Lord. I just want to say, well, we're not even going to probably spend that long on this because I know Santana probably doesn't even give a damn.
I don't.
Let me say something. I am in love with every piece of everything that was brought to me. I just want to say, like, and I'm always going to plug our interviews. We did interview Eddie Edwards. But beyond that, this is what makes me love wrestling. Like, I had to sit through the stampede earlier, and it just made me feel like there was no wrestling. Mm-hmm. And this was something that was, like Joseph is saying in the comments, cinematic. But this is the beauty. Like, that match was so... I mean, first of all, Eddie Edwards is wrestling in fucking probably Levi jeans, if not Wranglers. Some fucking jeans. And he's... like, he's trying to beat Frankie, and Frankie's in pretty much gear, like workout gear at this point. But even before that, we see such a history of the school that they've both trained at and have so much history with, and they finally get in the ring. And when I tell you, when this match ended, I could not believe it. Stunned. Couldn't believe Eddie got the victory on this one.
Mm-hmm.
Look at him. I mean, that even outside hurt. That her Karana that Frank Kazarian did.
Mm-hmm.
Off the pull-up bar.
Yeah.
Beautiful.
Shout out to Liz for getting her leg back too.
Yes.
She did knocked his ass down with the damn kendo stick, I will say.
We needed it. We needed all of it. This was not the match of the night for me because it was more than just a match, but definitely the highlight.
It's a little better.
Definitely didn't know what I was expecting. And this gives something to the fans who are at home. And I don't want to say it was like a paying your respect to like a Bray Wyatt.
Mm-hmm.
It did feel like one of those moments that Bray used to have where he would do the theatricals. You know, yeah. I remember him and Matt Hardy having that match in his, I think it was Matt's house or someone's house.
It was like the Hardy residence.
I think so. I know they were in that ring, but stuff like that. It just was like not on the same level of gore or horror, but just on that level of like giving us more. Because this was the match that I was anticipating. Like, I need it. And now it's over. So Eddie can go and hopefully challenge for the Impact World Championship. There's a lot of people, especially after tonight, there's a lot of people that are going to be in that bout.
Mm-hmm.
Josh being one of them. And Josh is going to... Ooh, okay. Sonata defeated Jake something. Do you have any comments on this match? Because... You know,
I will say that this was a good match, and everything with Sonata and Jake something, like the way that he put them in the damn pretzel, Sonata did for Jake something, and Jake something's a big guy, and you got to in the damn pretzel.
I couldn't believe he picked them up like that.
He did. He really did. But it was really good. I definitely enjoyed it. Sonata didn't have the title due to Evil stealing it, child. There's a lot of thieves in this world, but you know, it is what it is. But They definitely did have a great match. This was something to give Jake something to do. In a sense, you know, you don't want to, you know, knock down his momentum that he had. And I think even with him taking this loss in this match, it was still really good for him. So this is great to say that he faced Sonata, and who knows where this could lead for Jake something. Hell, he could be the next person to face someone who's supposed to be coming to Bound for Glory.
Mm.
So, mm. Which we'll definitely get into that later on within the show. But
yeah, Sonata and Jake something, y'all. We move on to the match before the main event. Of course, we had this 8-man tag. We heard from them all through the night. Time Machine, which includes Shelly, Sabin, and Kushida, who is currently holding Shelly's holding the Impact World Championship, and Kushida is currently holding the X Division Cash-In, if you want to call it that. And then they're teaming with Josh Alexander to take on Bully Ray Moose and Brian Myers and Leo Rush. And I wish I had the clip, but we talked about this the other night. And, I went with Moose. So.
I just want Bully to stop hugging on Leo Rush. Like, seriously. Like, stop with all that hugging shit. That man is not feeling it. You hugged him, you was touching on him and all this stuff during the promo I was giving, and then the interest come and then you still hugging on him. Not with that bullshit. Please. Honestly, truly. But with this match here, it was very chaotic. There were tables trying to be set up, science fair tables being set up. Josh obviously don't know how to set one up because his son is not old enough yet for the science fair projects. Right. He was having a little struggle with setting those up. Bully Ray, of course, he's no stranger to tables. He put all genders in tables. And so
all genders in tables is crazy.
Doesn't matter to him. And then, I mean, like, the referee gets knocked out, and then everybody gets knocked out. And then my granddaddy comes out and, you know, of course, scares the hell out of Bully, and eventually he ends up in a damn table. And then Macklin comes back and everything, and I thought maybe D-Von Douglas would have came out because, of course, he's supposed to be at the 1,000th episode with Bully, and they're supposed to have a match too. Don't know who they're going to be facing, but I'm sure we'll find out soon. Macklin knocking the hell out of my granddaddy. Obviously he's still mad, but you know, it is what it is. And he's, you know, reunited with Josh Alexander, having their feud there and everything. And I mean, it's just a lot that was happening within this match. I mean, I think Shelly even got upset with Josh. The reason why he walked his ass up the ramp and let Josh take the damn pin. Mm-hmm. So Kushida was already knocked the hell out, obviously. And well, Shelly, you can see turning his ass to the back.
What's going to be so funny is that Brian Myers and Moose are going to get tag team championship opportunities because of this win, which is hilarious, but I guarantee you. One thing for Shelly.
Loser!
You are a quitter. And we don't do that. That's so disgusting. You literally were supposed to carry your whole team on your back.
Mm-hmm.
Literally.
Now, I don't know how D-Von would fit into all of this, but like I said, I mean, of course, 1,000 episode is coming up. And yeah. I mean, hell, maybe he shows up tomorrow or something and, you know, and go on for there. But I think maybe it's just because of the fact of that, you know, it is 1,000 episode and they're bringing about a plethora of people. They got a plethora of things happening on that show and everything. It's like that. It's going to be a really good tape, and I wish it was live, but, you know. It's not. We have to wait, you know, like everybody else. But of course, the spoilers are going to be out immediately because, you know how y'all be. Y'all don't like to wait. Y'all like to spoil everything instead of letting people enjoy the show. But I'm glad this was not spoiled because we know that Jordynne Grace will be making her return back to Impact Wrestling. So, she just took a short, you know, hiatus. And I know she was tweeting on Twitter about how, you know, she missed being in the ring and everything. And, you know, she's going to be back down the line for Victory Roll and everything like that. So I think that is great for her, honestly. Like, yeah. Ooh, Trinity. Girl, you better get in the gym, honey, because Miss Jordynne Grace is, that's a different kind of breed right there, Miss Mamas.
It is, but Leon, her, Deanna's beat her four times, and Trinity has beat Deanna twice.
Yeah.
So
the juggernaut.
My math is mathing. She has about a 33.
Okay. Enough. Okay.
At least but we have to get to the main event, of course. Trinity, Deanna Purrazzo. Honestly, I was just there for the action. Honestly, no interferences, no pop-ups, nothing. Mm-hmm. Just a pure, strong style, heavy hitting
match.
Just, I mean, main eventing for one. That is just, I mean, Trinity and Deanna deserve this moment.
Yeah.
And I think that this was very important for them to have this moment at Emergence. And I think that it was very important for the outcome to be as, I think, a majority, if not everyone almost.
Mm-hmm.
You know, but Deanna wanted to become four times. What's surprising and what's shocking, the match was top tier. What's surprising to me was the ending, but we'll get into that. Of course, a few accolades from each of these women. Now, we'll start with Trinity because, you know, we know Deanna's been pushing the mold. Trinity is a reigning Knockouts World Champion, one of the fastest Knockouts World Champions, in my opinion, in the last couple years. She's a three-time champion in WWE. Now, with Deanna Purrazzo has spent a lot of time on the indies. What they failed to leave out, in a sense, she is an ROH Women's Champion, along with a AAA Reina Del Rey champion as well. A three-time Knockouts World Champion, and also has won the Tag Team Championships with current Tag Team Champion in WWE, Chelsea Green. So there's a lot of accolades for each of these women. Trinity having such an intensive career in WWE, having moments on the grand stage, being a part of variations of different things that happen in WWE, especially for the women's evolution, being a part of Team Bad and just showcasing her talent and her character, and just really, there was a time where I could have seen Naomi getting that another run. You know, obviously it didn't happen, and now things have changed. We have Trinity, who has been dominating Impact Wrestling. And one thing that I really like is that she's brought a lot of eyes to Impact Wrestling, because I think that's important. Beautiful venue tonight, and I think that just showcases the growth that we've made in Impact Wrestling, especially with people like Trinity. Trinity stands tall after yet again, in a shocking ending for me, Deanna Purrazzo taps to Trinity again.
That was just like, seeing that, I was like, no, not again. Like, same way, you know what I'm saying? And the way that they kind of, like, yes, they got a pretty, I mean, the time was like 60 minutes. So they had a pretty decent, you know, time for their match. And I mean, there were so many different spots that they both did on each other outside, with Deanna kind of basically sort of dropping Trinity on her head outside. I was like, God damn, girl, please, Trinpad, calm down. All right. I don't need you guys to, you know. You know how y'all be, y'all see your face get dropped some kind of way.
Sure.
Y'all be ready to pounce on them. And then I think it was like a flip that she did in the middle of the ring with Deanna. And then one of her moves that she did, I think it was a Starstruck and everything like that. So like, she, there's a lot of different spots in this match between Deanna and Trinity. But I mean, Trinity tapped out Deanna twice. This is the second time. And I mean, like, she can use that as an accolade to hell over her, that she's defeated Deanna twice. For, you know, once for getting the title, and then second for actually retaining her title. Nice. So the way that it looked like, it looked as if like somebody could have came out on Trinity, but I guess they want to save that for something else and everything. But nonetheless, this was a really great match between these two. I'm happy that they got a main event because, I mean, I know people's like, oh, well, the buildup for it hasn't really been that great and everything. But I'm like, what the buildup is that Deonna wants her shot. She wants her title back. That is the buildup, is that Deonna wants her title back. She's tapped to Trinity. Some people nobody's been able to make Deonna tap.
Nobody. And then you do it twice.
Twice. Nobody's been able to tap Deonna since Deonna's been in Impact Wrestling. Deonna's been doing the tapping. Deonna's been doing the tapping.
Okay.
She's been tapping people out, okay? So, and I know it's like, you know, y'all, some people are like, oh, where's the build-up? The build-up was there. She won a rematch. This is her opportunity to get her rematch because it redeemed herself from tapping out to someone who made her tap out. Simple as that. Yeah. You know what I'm saying? And, I mean, all things. Deonna could have got this title back and everything, you know, but quote of the night, Deonna been doing the tapping. Love.
Yeah, no, Deonna been doing the tapping. It's crazy. That's a good okay. one.
But yeah, so like, I mean, shout out to both of these women shout out to all the women that were featured on tonight's show.
Yeah.
Every woman that was featured, whether they were in a match or not, did an amazing job. And I mean, this is why this is Impact Wrestling. You know what I'm saying?
Nobody does it like Impact Wrestling.
So, nobody. You know what I'm saying? You better get with the winning team.
Okay. I told y'all we normally make it to 37. I think I said that. Did I say it yesterday? And it's 37, which is nuts. Last but not least for the night, Will Ospreay returns to Impact Wrestling at Bound for Glory, which, if all things go well, because I said I was going to sarcast and I'm not going to sarcast. If all things go well, we will be at Bound for Glory.
We're going to put that definitely in the universe.
At least have the build for Bound for Glory. So Will Ospreay.
Yeah. Hey.
We might get to
see.
Will Ospreay. So that's why I'm kind of like, But it is nice to go to the tapings and then go to Bound for Glory. So we'll have to just see.
Because, we did it last year. It was for the Victory Road. We did that for Victory Road and everything. It was really cool.
We'll have to see.
Chris Jericho. Chris Jericho, like I said, did a great job in that match. I've been Team Chris Jericho since forever. That was my first wrestling crush, per se, and I tell everybody because of his ponytail. I was obsessed with it. I thought it was the cutest shit ever. And yeah, I've been riding with Chris Jericho for a very, very long time. All my life, to be honest, all stages. Every era of Chris Jericho, I was there. So,
hallelujah.
Well, I'm rarely showed on TV because where I sit at, I don't really be on camera. Now, Nikki, you'll probably see Nikki more than you see me on camera. I'm rarely on camera. If I am on camera, my camera is in my face because I'm taking a photo. So, but other than that, like, I'm
the best time was when I was on there for Chris.
Child,
like that was and I wasn't even supposed to be at that show. That show, I literally called out of work for that show. But
I think the best one for me was when Trey had walked by and you was nibbling on that damn ice like a damn chipmunk. Like, girl, get the hell off that damn ice.
That was
like,
why is you
like, first of all, it's so funny because you were literally looking like a damn chipmunk chewing on that damn ice. I was like, girl, what the hell is
hilarious.
Yes, I am a Jericho-holic. I've always been one. They walked by, I still got that picture actually giving the Nene Leakes.
with the hair.
Like everybody else cheering, and Nikki's like, girl.
It's terrible. It is what it is, but shout out to everyone. I want to just, you know, give a shout out to every single, we've had so many hosts today. We've had Lyric at the AEW Scrum. We've had Emily backstage for Impact Wrestling. We're here for the Emergent Show. We had Mika, Al, and Aisha and Blue here for AEW All In.
Yeah.
Man, it's such a...
quite an eventful weekend.
Quite eventful.
It's going to be done all over again next week. Well, this week coming up to be exact. Because, yeah, of course, you know, Dodie Payback is this coming Saturday. Right. And of course, we will have our prediction show on tomorrow, Monday, to be exact. We'll have that prediction show. And then, you know, we have after Payback is game night. So, like, after Payback, after show, you come back and you hang out with us for game night. This will be, is this my goal?
I don't know. Well, however you want to play it.
Because I think you did, yeah, it is my turn this week because you did it.
I did it last time.
Yeah, so it'll be my turn this week for game night. Of course, we basically finished my ride, so we're going to do some Fortnite. That's what we're going to do.
We're going to do Fortnite.
Raw will probably have a tribute. I did see that they're going to continue to do their tribute show for Bray Wyatt. So,
which would make sense. I mean, we're still grieving terribly.
We are. They acknowledge this tonight for All In and also for Emergence as well. So, I mean, I'm sure they're going to talk about it on tomorrow for Monday Night Raw. And maybe even NXT too, you know, in a sense, because NXT didn't necessarily get the chance to kind of, you know, do their remembrance and everything too. So hopefully they may have that as well. So, but yeah, that's about it. And then on Sunday is All Out. And yeah.
You have Turnbuckle Glam too.
Turnbuckle Glam as well. So it's pretty, we're back-to-back weekends, pretty, pretty big weekend. So definitely continue to, you know, support us all throughout the week, from Monday Night Raw on to Dynamite to, you know, Wild Superheroes WT Live. Pleasure's other show, Impact Wrestling, NXT, Rising Sun, Rundown, SmackDown, all of that, ROH, AEW Collision, all the shows there.
That is true. WWT Live. And just in case you forgot all of those shows, some of the shows you won't see in the commercial package, we're going to end with the commercial tonight. But some of those you won't see, but make sure you tune into all the programming. Of course, this has been Women's Wrestling Talk. In the words of said, if you're watching, I'm not finishing. Okay, this is how we're finishing. Okay, said, I'll see you tomorrow, said. It's Monday, news time. We will catch you tomorrow for WWT Live. Also, WOW and Monday Night Raw. Until then, as our CEO would say, ciao.
Hey peeps, TK Trinidad here, boss lady of Women's Wrestling Talk. And I want to say thank you so much for watching because you've got millions of options. Plus, you don't have to worry about sharing your password to check us out. But while you're here, hopefully you know we have so many more shows to watch, like Turnbuckle Glam, Raw Post Show, WOW Post Show, AEW Dynamite Post Show, Women's Wrestling Army Post Show, NXT Post Show, Impact Wrestling Post Show, AEW Rampage and SmackDown Live Post Show, On the Scroll, ROH Post Show, WWT Live, plus all of our interviews with the hottest women's wrestlers in the game. Make sure that you like, comment, and subscribe. Check out our website at www.talkpod.com and follow us on all social media platforms at www.talkpod, and make sure to spread the word. That means send this to the group chat. Yes, even the person with the green bubble. Thanks again so much for watching Women's Wrestling Talk, the number one women's wrestling show on the planet. Ciao for now.
Women's Wrestling Talk, the number one women's wrestling show on the planet.